Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Houston Astros and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Dennis Menke. Batting second. The center fielder, Dick Simpson. Batting third. The first baseman, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lee Thomas. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Watson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dave Adlesh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Larry Dierker. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Larry Dierker. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Boswell. Batting third. The right fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Art Shamsky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Kevin Collins. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. And now, play ball. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke strikes out. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke misplays the ball. That's an error on Menke. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boswell moves to second. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin takes first base on ball four. Boswell moves to third. Jones moves to second. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a pop-up towards first. Staub settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres takes first base on ball 4. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Torres moves to second. One out. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Menke. Seaver moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell bunts towards the mound. Dierker fields it and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to third. Harrelson moves to second. One out. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Seaver tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Mets. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boswell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thomas for the out. Two outs. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Watson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 1 in the game. Shamsky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into right field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0 for 1 in the game. Adlesh hits a line drive towards first. Cranepool reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Dierker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dierker is 0 for 0 in the game. Dierker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee is called out on strikes. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Seaver hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Simpson. Seaver reaches second base with a double. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Seaver moves to third. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0 for 1 in the game. Boswell takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Jones hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-0, Mets. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Staub scoops it up and throws to first, with Dierker covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 2 in the game. Menke is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 2 in the game. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simpson moves to third. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boswell fields it and throws to second for the out. Simpson scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Mets. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rader hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jones. Rader reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Watson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 0 for 2 in the game. Shamsky hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Mets. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-2 in the game. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Watson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-2 in the game. Adlesh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Torres strikes out. Two outs. Bob Aspromonte pinch hits for Larry Dierker. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson misplays the ball. That's an error on Harrelson. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-3 in the game. Menke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Aspromonte now playing shortstop. Hector Torres now playing second base. Tom Dukes now pitching. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Simpson is called out on strikes. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. Two outs. Lee Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 4 RBIs. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martin is called out on strikes. Two outs. Art Shamsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shamsky is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Shamsky takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0-for-3 in the game. Collins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Seaver covering, for the out. One out. Bob Watson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Watson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dave Adlesh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adlesh is 0-for-3 in the game. Adlesh is hit by the pitch. Watson moves to second. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Torres hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Watson scores. Adlesh moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Bob Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 0-for-1 in the game. Aspromonte hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Adlesh scores. Torres moves to third. It's 5-3, Mets. Julio Gatte pinch runs for Bob Aspromonte. Ivan Morel pinch hits for Tom Dukes. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Martin for a passed ball. Gatte moves to second. Ivan Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morel strikes out. Two outs. Dick Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Simpson takes first base on ball 4. Bill Short now pitching. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Short fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 5, and Houston Astros, 3. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.